From the Ramen Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 989th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the king of country music, Roy Acuff, and his Smokin' Boys.
This hurt can't last, oh, I don't want it to keep us apart. Your love, I pray, I'll be your slave if you just give me all of your heart.
Thanks a lot, neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, you got the list of entertainers. Suppose you start us off.
Well, I'll be happy to, Roy. Well, Cousin Minnie Pearl's back with us tonight, and we have the Jordanaires.
Then we have all the Smoky Mountain Boys and pretty Miss June Webb, Jimmy Riddle, Howard Forrester,
Shot Jackson, and Junior Husky.
And our special guest tonight, Jim Edwards, Maxine Brown, and the Browns. That's the children's. That's Bonnie. I was trying to give you a name. Now it's time for some part-time singing, so here they are with a great old spiritual, Dip Your Fingers in Some Water, sung by the Jordanaires. Fellas.
Oh, Father Abraham, please let Lazarus come.
To know, to know, to know.
Oh, let him come. Dip your fingers in some water. Oh, my tongue, my tongue. Fingers in some water, cool my parching
tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my
parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my
parching tongue. Or I'm tormented in the flame.
Pray God, just dip your
fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my
parching tongue.
Dip your fingers in some water, cool my
parching tongue. Or I'm tormented.
Dip your
fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my
parching
tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Or I'm tormented in the flame.
Dip your
fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Dip your fingers in some water, cool my parching tongue. Or I'm tormented in the flame.
The Jordanaires with Dip Your Fingers in Some Water. That was mighty fine, boys. Well, sir, we've got some great guests with us tonight. They come from over Arkansas way. Two real pretty sisters and a mighty handsome brother. Let's have a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for one of the best country music trios in the business, Jim Edward, Maxine, and Bonnie, the Brown children. Let's bring them in here, will you, huh? Come on in here. Which one am I talking to? Jim Edward, Maxine, Bonnie, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Roy. It's really a pleasure for us to be here.
You know, I haven't seen any of you the three for some time. They tell me you've got a great new record out.
Yes, and it's going pretty good. It's on the RCA Victor label, and it's called Would You Care?
Well, great. Let's give the folks a listen, will you?
I'll play it for you.
If I should swim the ocean deep, I wonder if you would care. If I should bow until you weep, I wonder if you would care. Oh,
your girlfriend and her family.
Oh, terrible, Roy. Her mama don't care much about me. She's a real gouty woman. But the girl's papa and me, we see eye to eye. I like my Prince Albert smoking tobacco, and her papa, he likes my Prince Albert smoking tobacco, too.
Well, that figures, Oz. Prince Albert is mighty popular with smokers everywhere. As a matter of fact, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, it's always fresh and crimp cut, so it burns even and cool.
Tastes good, too, Oz, because that special PA process locks in all the flavor of the fine tobaccos.
Making men enjoy PA, too. In an OCB paper, it rolls easy, stays put, smokes real mild and mellow.
So, pop smoker or making man, light up and get a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's national joy smoke. Now here's Howard Forrester and his fiddle, the Grand Ole Opry square dancers with an old-timer, Katie Hill. Howard, let's have it, boy. Red man, Johnny, go.
Party right and the party right left. Yo, party right and the grand right and left. All the way round, yo, party and turn right back to the fairway. All good, pretty. Well, you're a party lady. Even come along to ride that bird in the cage. Bird out, go in. go out and double up again. Hey, wait, and don't you go by the left hand or by the right. Don't you do it, baby, and swing a right. Swing them in and swing them out. Just a four by the right. Work by the left and swing on a lady. Now the first time, four lead up. Back and swing your head, turn on and swing a chain. Swing a corner lady and you'll party. Come on in and step out the door, don't be slow.
Fine and dandy. Thank you, Howdy. That was very fine, Square Dancer. That was great. Well, now it's always a pleasure to introduce our next entertainer. And this time she's got a brand new song for you. She recorded it the other day on the Hickory label. So here she is with my friendly enemy, Miss June Webb. June, come in and sing it real quick.
My friendly. Mistakes, but then one thing I'll never be, a fair weather friend, my friendly enemy. I thought you worshipped me, to fall was my mistake. Trusted you, you made a fool of me, a fool that loves me, yes, my friendly enemy. I thought you was my mistake. I loved you only to give. You wanted only to take. And though I trusted you, you made a fool of me. A fool that loves you. My friendly enemy.
All right. Thank you, June. Thanks a lot. You do a great job with the Tree Publishing Company song. That's time we had a little change, so let's welcome another of the Smoky Mountain Boys who does a great job of playing the harmonica, Jimmy Riddle and the Down Home Rag. Jimmy!
Thank you.
He's getting ready. Thank you, Jimmy Riddle. And would you believe it, folks? He learned how to play that thing from eating roast ears. But I better quit trying to be funny and leave that to an expert. So here she is, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Tennessee, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, I had an embarrassing thing happen to me today. You know them clubs that they've got to call the Lonely Hearts Clubs, you know, where folks that ain't married, you know, they ride in there and see if they can find somebody else that ain't married, you know, so they can kind of get together and marry up with one another. Well, I joined one of them things, and I sent a feller over in Iowa my picture. And I got a letter from him today, and he said, "Dear Minnie Pearl, I got the picture. It sure is funny. Where's the joke that goes under it?" Oh, it hurt my feelings. I'm easy hurt anyway, you know. Well, sir, though, I tell you now, there was a magician and feller come up there at Grinder Switch, you know. You know them fellers, Roy, that can turn a mule into a pasture, you know, and yeah, water into a bathtub, you know. Well, this magician and feller, he come up there at Grinder Switch last night, and we all went over to school to see him. He had a whole lot of different acts where he'd call for volunteers out of the audience, you know. All of Grinder Switch was there. I reckon there's 25 or 30 folks there. And, sir, he first thing he asked for, he said he's going to do a mind-reading act. And, brother, he went up there, bless his heart. They sent him back. And then they had another act where they was going to saw a woman in half. And they asked for volunteers, and I want a single lady stood up, but y'all have seen them husbands trying to get them wives up there. Woo! Really pushing them. It was awful. And then they had another act where they had a big, heavy weight, and they're going to give a prize to a feller could lift it up over his head. And Man Mountain Murdoch, you know, he's a big feller up there. He come down the isle and walked up on the stage, and he just picked that thing up just like it was nothing, and just took that big old heavy weight and just, whoo, just lifted it right up over his head. And the feller magician and feller said, "I ain't never saw nobody could lift a weight like that quick and that easy and hold it up there like that. How in the world did you get that experience?" Man Mountain said, "Man, that ain't nothing lifting that there little weight. I've been supporting my wife's whole family for 15 years." That's awful, ain't it? Well, sir, though, Uncle Nabob, he's been having trouble here late. I tell you, every time I come up here, y'all think I got something to tell about Uncle, don't you? Well, now, like the last time I was in the New York City up there, I took Uncle Nabob up there with me, and he got on one of them quiz programs without me knowing it, and he embarrassed me so I like to die. You know, the feller asked him, says, "Do you sing in the bathtub?" And Uncle Nabob says, "Nope." He says, "No voice, huh?" Uncle Nabob said, no bathtub. Well, sir, Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrose, they're always having trouble up there. Like every winter, I just dread for winter to come because Aunt Ambrose and Uncle Nabob, they argue over the way Aunt Ambrose stretches Uncle Nabob's underwear when she washes it, yeah. You know? Well, Uncle Nabob says every time Aunt Ambrose washes his long woolen underwear, then when he puts it on and tries to set down, his underwear has done set down a long time before he did. Well, so though, it's getting on toward Halloween time, and I always love for Halloween to come on because brother gets a good job then, you know. For folks can't afford a pumpkin and a jack-o'-lantern, we let them have brother, and he sits in the window with a candle in his mouth. But we had a party last year, and Slim Rankin, he was there, and he's the skinniest man at Grinder Switch. If he didn't have an Adam's apple, he wouldn't have no shape at all. And he had on a skeleton suit, and it was so real that Steve Jones's old dog took him out and buried him four times before he knew what's going on. Bye now. See you next week. I've just finished another poem. Listen, the title is Men.
Well, with you, Minnie, that figures all right.
It says, "Men, why do you sit and puff a pipe and gaze at stars above, while real close by with tearful eye, some poor gal dies for love?"
All right.
Minnie, you can't blame everything on pot smoking, but I do know that when a man loads up with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco, sits back and lights his pipe, he gets a real comfortable smoke. And it's hard for him to think about much else. You see, Prince Albert is always fresh. It's crimp cut, and that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor of fine tobacco. A favorite with pot smokers and making men all over the country, Prince Albert is America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Nice time to hear from our guests again. So come on out here, Jim Edwards, Maxine, and Bonnie Brown, and let's hear the other side of that big new record of yours, will you? The trot.
Swing her a little, swing her a lot. Do the thing they call the trot. Trot, 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 trot. Trot, 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 trot.
Met a gal the other day. She could really swing and sway. This is when I learned a lot. She showed me how to do the trot.
Swing her a little, swing her a lot. Do the thing they call the trot. Trot, 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 trot. Trot, 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 trot.
Thought that I would go away, but I'm really here to stay. Love has turned from cold to hot since I learned to do the trot.
Swing her a little, swing her a lot. Do the thing they call the trot. Trot, 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 trot.
Sung by the Browns, as only they can do it. Jim Edwards, Maxine, Bonnie. It was great having you with us tonight. Give my best to all the folks over in Pine Bluff, will
you? We sure will, Roy, and thanks again for having us on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it was our pleasure. Now it's my pleasure to introduce a good friend of yours and mine, a great favorite with all the opera listeners. Here he is with his banjo to sing about that good old Mountain Dew. Bashful?
I want you to know I'm ticklish to death to be here.
Glad to have you.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree. Oh, you did out. Oh, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you'll hush up your mug, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew. Now, play. Everybody hear me all right? Old Uncle Billy got him a still on the hill. Oh, he runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from the smell of that good old Mountain Dew.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
Well, I can handle it. Job all by myself. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you'll hush up your mouth, they'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Awesome. Sometimes I think you got a little of the real stuff in that old jug of yours. How about that, Grant?
Oh, I doubt that, Roy, but now let's forget about Oz for a minute and talk about you. From what I gather, Roy, you and all the Smoky Mountain boys and girls have just finished quite a tour. Now, I understand you're even planning a more extensive one.
Grant, we've got about 10 more days with fires down in Arkansas and Louisiana, along with the Wilburn brothers and a whole bunch of us. And then when we come back, we're going to be picked up here in Nashville the 13th of October, and we're going to make a 2 months tour of the European country for our soldier boys.
Well, you're really going to be busy, and I know you're going to have a big success. Everybody wants to hear your Hickory number, Roy. Mr. Country Music himself, friends, and his latest hit record, The One I Love Is Gone.
Having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, the one and only Fern Young will be your star, and he'll have Carl Butler along as his guest. Till then, this is Roy Akers saying thanks, and we'll see you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Come and visit.
People smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.